We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all mercy, pour out your Holy Spirit on us. Fill us to overflowing with his light divine, with the power of his grace and goodness, with the truth of your word, that we might be a living and powerful force in this world around us as we declare the wonders of our God. Bless us, strengthen us, and use us, dear Lord, to accomplish your good and holy work in this world. In Christ our Savior, amen. Shamir McKenzie's story burst out onto the public scene 9 years ago in Hannah Terry's article entitled, "Once a Victim, Once a Survivor, Now a Liberator." Shamir came from Jamaica to New York College on an athletic scholarship, where she met this most charming boy. It didn't take him too long to become girlfriend and boyfriend until he flipped into a terrible monster by abducting her into a life of prostitution, beating her whenever she didn't earn $1,500 a night, and threatening to kill her and her family if she were to run away. This torture, she says, lasted for 18 months. One night, her kidnapper really exploded in anger and stormed into the other room to get his gun in order to shoot Shamir. She realized she had only seconds to run for her life. She was trying to hide with no place to go when all of a sudden a stranger offered her a safe place to rest, food to eat, and an ability to contact her mother. To this day, she says she doesn't know the name of that man. She just refers to him as her guardian angel. Next, the Polaris Project. That is an organization to help those who have survived human trafficking. They found her housing far enough away from her kidnapper so that she could not be dragged back into a life of being a sex slave. We are so happy for Shamir. Happy that she found advocates to help her, defend her, liberate her from prostitution. We can sit back in thanksgiving because our lives are so different from hers and what she has had to go through. And yet there are some very important similarities. We also were slaves. Slaves to sin. Slaves to Satan. Slaves who could not free ourselves. That is why Jesus has come. To set us free. To break those chains that bound us to Satan. To shed his life, to liberate us, to lift us out of this spiritual prostitution, doing the bidding of false gods. And that is why we are here in this church this day to celebrate our Jesus who has set us free. Satan is no longer our master, but our merciful Jesus is our Lord and God. There, however, is much more to the story for both Shamir and us. Shamir said, coming out of that life, you think you're okay. You think you understand everything that is happening. But you don't understand the trauma that impacts the brain. Even though she was out of that life of being beaten by day and sold by night, Shamir could not pick up the pieces because she did not have any hope. Even though her life was much better on the surface, she was suicidal. She had been freed from, as she calls it, that 18 months of hell, only to fall into another hell hole. The abuse she had suffered filled her spirit with self-loathing. Her heart boiled over in anger, and her mind was dark, poisoned with bizarre evil thoughts. Getting out of that life was just the first step. Healing was a longer process. Shamir herself reports that the very big part that was helpful to me was getting counseling. Like Shamir, setting us free from hell is just the beginning of God's plan for us. Do we sometimes talk like Shamir before she saw the big picture? Oh, being freed from heaven, we think we're okay. Yeah, we're on the go, ready to go home to heaven. What more is needed? We don't understand the trauma, the destruction, the hell that's raging within us as our sinful nature attacks our faith, our hope, and our love, always trying to drag us back into that life of sin. We are God's children. And yet, do we find it hard still at this point to pick up the pieces and have hope in the Lord even when the days are dark and evil? Are we still haunted by self-loathing? Or maybe spoiled by self-praising, boiling over in anger, or filled with on fire for money, sex, and pleasure? Maybe we're paralyzed in grief and self-pity and apathy. Do we find it all too easy to skip our time with the Savior? All too easy to spew out lies and slander and gossip? All the time unaware of that. That is Satan whispering in our ears. Jesus has one salvation for each and every one of us, but he is not done with us. He tells us believers, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. God provides his own advocate, his own counselor, to plead for us, fight for us, and to do what's best for us. To whom does our advocate go in order to help us turn our lives around and to receive all the rich blessings God has for us? Well, the Holy Spirit does plead on behalf of us before the throne of God, but that's the easy part. Because the Father and the Son only want what is best for us. The hard work for the Holy Spirit is to counsel us, to move us to leave that life of sin and to step into a new world of his grace. The Apostle Paul warns the Ephesians, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." What do our hearts say about the Holy Spirit being our advocate, our counselor, sitting down with us at the table in a conversation about just how sin sick we truly are and how he's the only one who can cure us? Do we welcome that intrusive advocate into our naked souls? Or do we say, hands off, stay back. I like my sinful self just the way I am. the advocate comes. Blessed is the wounded soul that cries out with all of its might, come, holy advocate, speak, transform, and deliver us. Come upon us. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit, with the power of that day of Pentecost. Not so that we can speak foreign languages, but that your Holy Scriptures would be opened up to our eyes and hearts for us to understand the deep mysteries of God and to believe all that he has revealed and to find the new life, Holy Spirit, that you have made for us in the pages of God's holy word. Words are powerful. God's word is infinitely powerful. The advocate does not come to convince us how good we are and how we deserve whatever our heart desires. No, the Holy Spirit will come confront us with the truth that all too often we have been willing slaves to sin, that we are in danger of going back and serving Satan, and that we have crimes of which to repent. But the advocate will also remind us of Jesus' promises. He has not come here to condemn the world, but to save it. He came to take our sins so that they would be his very own. Those sins of hopelessness and self-loathing, of self-praising, and the wicked desires for money, sex, and pleasure. Our poisonous lies and slander and gossip, he made them his very own and suffered the punishment for them. The Holy Advocate opens up our eyes to see the new life that is ours in Jesus, bathed with God's love and forgiveness and promises. The Holy Spirit speaks into our hearts the words given him from the Father through the faith that he has created in us in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Our Heavenly Father specifically sent the Holy Spirit to the authors of the Bible to tell them exactly what God had said and what they were to write down. The Holy Advocate also comes specifically to you and me to imprint God's holy word on our hearts. While the world wants us to forget Jesus and everything he ever said, the Holy Spirit is right there to remind us, to teach us everything God wants us to know and to believe. That is why Bible study is so important for fulfilling God's holy will for our lives. It all comes through his word. Only our heavenly advocate, counselor, can transform us in God's grace. This new heart believes both that Jesus' cleansing blood has washed us clean and that the need for us to live this new life that he has created. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching." Satan, the slave master, would like to convince us that we can offer our bodies as instruments of righteousness on Sundays and as instruments of wickedness all the rest of the week. Our advocate transforms us, giving us a new life, a life in God's love, instead of a life inflamed with our pet sins and consumed with our self-loathing guilt. When God's love lives in us, then we are moved by His love to love Him in return. With a rock-solid trust that we are the blood-bought children of God, and with an unstoppable desire to live for Jesus by obeying His word. If we do not love Jesus, then we will not obey His teaching. No, our lives of sin will mean more to us than our Savior. Jesus promises us that the Father loves us and will make His home with us. Think of that a second. Our God, whom all of heaven cannot contain, makes His home with us. Not just a visiting guest, but a permanent resident in our hearts and souls and lives. Oh, come, Holy Advocate, speak, transform, and deliver us. Deliver us, Holy Spirit, so that Jesus' peace is our peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus' peace flows from the pages of Scripture into our hearts when God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Jesus' promise fills us with peace, eternal peace, saving peace. Shamir publicly thanks God in all of her lectures for the new life He has given her in His grace. She describes herself as an advocate. She says, the voice of those who are still enslaved. She's an international speaker and the CEO of Sun Gate Foundation, which naturally supplies support for survivors of human trafficking. Our Holy Advocate has turned all of us into advocates for those who are still enslaved by sin and Satan. He sends us out to the highways and byways where the lost and the suffering can be found to teach them everything Jesus has said so that they too can join us in the family of slaves set free. Come, Holy Advocate, speak, transform, and deliver us. May we have the honor to introduce you, Holy Spirit, to many others who don't know that they have a heavenly advocate, a Savior, a new life waiting for them. Come, Holy Spirit, pour out your graces upon us as you did on that day of Pentecost, that we may be filled to overflowing and be a life-changing force in this world as we proclaim the salvation of our God. Amen. Please rise. We pray. Heavenly Father, our times are in your hands. You have created us for times such as these. Work in us and through us, dear Lord. Comfort us and lift us up and make us a blessing to all around, dear Lord, that your word may be proclaimed, your will done, and many more souls won for Christ. Bless us and use us in good days and bad to our entire life in Christ our Savior. Amen.